Dr. Mark Manhart, M-A-N-H-A-R-T. This is interesting. He says, one of the most common causes of complete dental breakdown is right in front of us. You see the infection every day in the diastema space. Probably didn't pronounce that, but we're going to talk about it. He has a book called Open Wide. We love talking about dentistry because it's so key to our health, as we found out. His website is calciumtherapy.com. Dr. Manhart, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, just working on a few little things here.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen Warren Buffett at the Kmart lately? Or
oh, I had lunch with him this morning.
Did you really? Do you have any tips there, Doc, that you can
Sure. What I know about money, you could put on the head of a pin.
Buy low and sell high, right?
Yeah, right.
Dr. Manhart, you've been a dentist for 49 years.
Yep.
My goodness. So tell folks, most people have never heard of you or what you're doing with calcium. Just kind of give us a broad stroke as some of the things you're doing with calcium in your work.
Well, over these years, it started in the early 60s. We took calcium materials and began experimenting with how to use them differently and in more interesting ways. And by golly, you do the right kind of formulation, and calcium materials really work. Years later, we formed the Calcium Therapy Institute, and today I've been around the world to countries like Poland and India, and Spain, Europe. We're going back to Europe, and what we've developed is things, calcium materials that you can use them non-surgical, not invasive. We don't need Novocaine. We can actually solve periodontal disease. It started with root canals in the 60s. We had one of the first non-surgical calcium root canal therapies, if you can put that all together.
Mm-hmm.
Because in those days, root canals were done surgically, and even today, some dentists will do surgical root canals. The thing is, all kinds of research has been out for a long time. If you do it surgically, it doesn't work any better if you do it non-surgically.
What's the difference? I thought it was just you clean out the root, Doc, and you fill it up with some material.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you also go into the side of the bone, alongside of the tooth, and we always thought that you had to go in and dig out the infection. Well, the fact is that you don't really have to do that. You can go in and neutralize the tooth from end to end and seal it up, and then the bone will heal that infection. Because the bone cells are very powerful, and they're capable of doing that. So,
and you discover this using some kind of calcium that you don't take internally.
Well, no, it's kind of like this. You put it into the tooth, into the root canal.
Oh.
And also we've learned that you could use it on the outside of the tooth. It started with an article I ran into, Scientific America.
Mm-hmm.
And it was being done on rhesus monkeys, and I thought, well, we're probably cousins. It might work on me. So I tried it, and it worked so well. The calcium materials make the healing progress so fast that here we were getting results in 3 days instead of 3 weeks.
Now, when you start here, we're talking
of the tissue.
The healing of the tissue.
Yeah, it stimulates, pushes healing along.
Calcium.
There are calcium materials that mm-hmm. have calcium, a little zinc, and a little magnesium in them that are just beautiful and very friendly to any kind of tissue in the mouth, and that led to gum treatment. A few years later, we were into gum treatment, and even today, we have designed these materials that can be used on the skin anywhere on the body.
And you're using it externally in the mouth for gum disease.
Yes, yes, that's absolutely, that's right, correct.
It's amazing. I'm on your website now. So let's talk about keeping the teeth clean. Do you clean people's teeth and scrape and all that?
Well, yes, and there was a very good article in the paper a few days ago, in fact, about how there's a connection, but there might be a connection between periodontal disease and heart disease.
Of course, yeah. Sure.
And cleaning the teeth is very important and everything. And as I read the article, I realized here I am talking about something that we've known in dentistry for decades. And it came from Sweden and this guy named Hunter in Britain, the Finns even have done research, you know, decades ago. And it upsets me a little bit that here we are kind of arguing about whether there's a connection between gum disease and heart disease. Well, we dentists should, you know, just stick on this. Let's solve gum disease, and then we'll figure out whether it has something to do
just
with
get
heart
rid of
disease.
Gum disease.
And the reality of it is we have learned to use calcium materials to solve gum disease. And the reason that more dentists in this country, anyway, don't seem to pick up on this is that we're stuck on the idea that gum disease is caused by bugs.
Infections like
bugs.
Bugs, yeah.
Well, gum disease is the result of something.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of things that we've figured out that can cause gum disease that have nothing to do with bugs. A perfect example is if your bite is messed up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you have really excessive dentistry, that will cause gum disease. If you...
Well, let's stop there a second and dig into this because this is fascinating. So,
it's on the website. Patrick.
Yeah, no, I know, but I want people to get this because we have a lot of time here. Okay, so Doc, we've heard of this bite and this proprioception, and there's people that actually they get into this and they say they can really measure and folks have solved back problems and stuff with getting the bite right. I mean, it's amazing some of the work that's being done. So, how can the bite walk us through how the bite can be involved with gum disease?
Well, if you have a bite that is traumatic, and usually that occurs if dentistry is done in this manner. We fill or crown the teeth or whatever, and we put it in and it looks great, and we like the way it looks and like the way it's shaped.
Sure.
And we don't really... have the patient bite and test to see if our work fits the patient's bite. Instead of, it's like we get it backwards. We make the work and you will adjust to our work. You see? Well, it doesn't feel good, Doc. Well, you'll adjust to it. It'll be okay in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
No. From the very outset, that has to be so comfortable to the patient's bite that they say, I don't even hardly feel that.
Yes.
Yeah, and here's another thing. We lay this is what we learned from chiropractors. You lay the person back on their head and you say, bite. Their bite is skewed just because they're laying back on their, almost on the top of their head. You sit them in an upright position where they're as if they're sitting at a table eating, which that's the way we were made.
Yeah.
And they bite down. Their bite changes and changes dramatically. And chiropractors understood that a long time ago. And so we have to make our work fit in the bite situation that the patient has when they come in the door, and when they has to be the same. It's like our work must fit their very specific bite.
Mm. So do you actually lie folks horizontally and get
get in a dental chair sometime, and very quickly you're laying on your back.
Sure.
Well, your head changes its position on the spinal column, and everything about your skeletal system kind of shifts a little bit.
Yeah.
And so you bite when you're laying back. Just try it sometime.
Sure, sure.
And you put them upright, and they bite very differently in a very powerful way. And that's where, that's where the function of things is so important. If those teeth don't mesh in a very precision millimeter here, a tenth of a millimeter there, then you're going to have a traumatic situation. And that trauma is going to cause bone loss, is going to cause periodontal infection. And so the bite can cause periodontal disease. You can also have infection causing periodontal disease. You can have severe stress in your life causing periodontal disease. And you can have a lack of teeth. In other words, if you lose a lot of really important teeth, you're going to have gum infection. And it's pretty simple. You have 32 teeth, but you have 8 of them taken out.
Yeah.
Or you have 6 of them gone. Mm-hmm. They're very important teeth. Well, that just dumps the same load on those teeth. It's like taking a leg out of a table. You got 4 legs, you take one of them out, it puts the load on those other 3 legs. And those things, we've outlined that 4 things that cause periodontal disease. Bugs, certainly bugs cause it.
Mm-hmm.
Missing teeth, yeah. Stress, you betcha. All you have to do is tell a patient, well, it's going to cost you $80,000 to have your teeth done, and we're going to have to do surgery 3 times.
Right. That'll do it.
That'll do it right there. In 10 minutes, the patient's got periodontal disease.
Isn't that amazing?
And this bite problem, the fourth one that you brought up.
Yeah. Now, this proprioception problem, I know that my dentist is amazingly careful. I've sometimes lied there with Dr. Nunley for half an hour, over and over and over,
yeah,
to make sure that it really is right. And he'll be basking, and then I'll get up and he'd even walk around and say, okay, that's why I don't like to do much Novocaine or any, because I want to be able to feel what's going on after.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's an issue, too. If you're all numbed up, how can you and your dentist get together and make sure this is really right?
Well, that's it. If you're checking the bite,
yeah, it's tough.
You listen to the patient. But see, you got tools to use, like what we call articulating paper,
yeah,
that we can use. And, you know, this concept of proprioception is so important because we see it this way. We see the most severe periodontal cases that walk the streets of any city. They come from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you treat them with the calcium, and you start this way. Oh, this tooth is so loose, and you feel it, it's so loose. Well, you treat it with the calcium instead of take it out, and you treat it again. You don't take it out, and you take your time, and what we're doing is letting the body decide whether this is going to have to be removed.
Mm.
Well, you do that 2 or 3 times, and the patient comes back, and they say, boy, doc, that feels great because now I can chew on it. It feels terrific. I can't believe this. You go into their mouth and you try that tooth, and it's just as loose as it was before. But they perceive in advance whether this tooth is going to get better.
Because it's healing deep down?
It's a deep proprioceptive feeling. It's like this. Right now you know where your left toe is.
Yeah.
But you don't think about it. But you know. Well, that's that proprioceptive sense that a tooth is getting tighter, even though we feel it and with our fingers we feel it, or we touch it, you know, and it looks like it's loose. And I'll tell you, we have so many people who have this problem. And if we just stick with it and get the bite corrected, treat it a little, maybe fill it or whatever, and give that the time, the chances are like 80% that is gonna stay in their mouth.
You can save the tooth.
Yes.
Boy, that's important too, isn't it, Dr.
And we let the body decide.
Very interesting.
Think of it this way. When you do periodontal surgery, what we're doing is cutting away the very tissue we need for that tissue to heal. In other words, there are really specific kind of cells in that tissue that when you cut them away, they don't grow back, and they have a great deal to do with the fiber of the tissue itself in order to heal, just like the fiber of a blood clot is necessary to get that clot to take.
Yeah. So we're talking with Dr. Mark Manhart. Excuse me. His website is calciumtherapy.com. And he actually has some products that are like so inexpensive. It's amazing. I can't believe it. But I can believe it. So on OneRadioNetwork.com, if you have a question, 888-663-6386, email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Dr. Manhart, so when you are trying to save a tooth with oral, the calcium in the chair, is it different from what people can do, this oral calcium mouth rinse for $6? Is this different?
Well,
does that work as well at home?
It's like this, almost. We tell people, if you just use these right, it would be like coming into the office and you pay me $100 to do this.
Really?
Oh, Dr. Stegg and I, he's my associate. He's like the brains around here. We said, Tom, I said, Tom, how can we get this in the hands of people so they can understand what we're doing? And he said, well, why don't we just send it to him, you dope?
And you dopey so, guy?
Yeah, it was a lark. And I thought, oh, well, okay, we'll try it. And we tried a couple things, and we invented this toothbrush that we had where you don't need any paste or anything. You just stick the brush in your mouth. And my goodness, that has developed into other things. And you called this morning. I'm working on something right now that we can use on people who don't have teeth. They have dentures. And we've had some patients that we've tried this on, and the effects are just marvelous, even to the point, Patrick, where it helps their physical health of the whole digestive system. And I don't understand this completely, but so I put this article on our website about fusobacteria. Yeah, it's F-U-S-O bacteria.
I see it right on your front page. Yeah.
And what I propose there is that there are links that run from one end of the digestive system to the other, and those are very important. And if we have these patients who don't have teeth, but they have this kind of infection that you mentioned, the diastema space.
Yeah, what is that?
That's a space between the teeth, upper front teeth, and people see it all the time. It's either a space or a deviation of those teeth. And we've always looked upon that as, well, that's a genetic thing. It just happens, and it's the way things happen. You have five fingers, so you have this. Well, it isn't that innocent. It's an infection that develops in youth or as a result of some accident, and it pushes teeth around, and it leaves the front teeth with a space there or a deviation. Well, that's an infection that is pushing the teeth around, and that's why I put the article that you mentioned on the website, because it causes all kinds of grief. And the reason we know it causes all kinds of grief is that when we solve that cystic problem and the dead tooth that accompanies that, and that's the other half of the story, when we solve that, guess what? The cleaning of teeth becomes so easy And it's like this. It's so easy that in the last 20 years, we have not needed a hygienist. Why? Because
really?
When a hygienist cleans a person's teeth, they take 40 minutes
right.
to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have to take 40 minutes, then there must be something going on here that, you know, it isn't just the patient's fault. That's not a good excuse anymore. When we solve the problem, and they, you know, this is 6 months later, a year later of solving periodontal disease, including this cystic problem, if it's there, that is in the front of the mouth, they come back and there is hardly anything to do because the calculus no longer collects.
Why?
Because there is not the infection that creates the environment for calcium, for calculus and plaque to form. In other words, back to that original article about connection with heart disease,
mm-hmm.
why not talk about the causes of why that plaque collects and becomes infectious? Eliminate that, and then we can see if that has a relationship to the heart.
You're saying the cause is an infection deep in the
in
mouth.
The bone
in the bone
between the upper front teeth.
In the bone between the upper front teeth. And how do we know if it's there, Dr. Manhart?
You can take an X-ray, which we have on the internet, mm-hmm. in that article, and see it. Now, if here's the riot. If we take that X-ray and show it to 1,000 dentists, and I have done this all over the country and gone to Europe. If you do this in the United States, 999 will say, there is nothing there.
I don't see anything.
I don't see anything. No, that's all right. Let's go. What's next? What's next? You take it to Europe, and you show it to them, and they say, you know, there might be 10 there.
mm-hmm.
Might be 100 there. They'll say, well, what's going on? That just doesn't look right. Is there something wrong there? They won't even be able to tell you what is there. You show that same X-ray to 1,000 patients, and the patients, virtually everyone will say right away, what's that big black area between those teeth? That's my tooth there. What's that big black area next to it? Now, the reason this happens is that dentists, for the last 60 years or more, have looked at these X-rays, and we teach dentists to teach dentists to teach dentists that this is okay and there's nothing there.
Oh.
But the interesting thing is that when you have that black area between the teeth and you start testing the vitality of those teeth, 90% of the time, one of those two upper centrals is dead as a doornail, just dead as a rock. And what accounts for that? Nobody knows. Well, we figured it out. It's the cyst that killed the tooth.
The infection deep in there that killed,
killed the tooth. And if you do the root canal and correct that tooth, and then you use calcium to heal the cyst, the calculus in the mouth just disappears. And so you have patients that come in, and they spend about 6 to 10 minutes for the entire recall appointment after 6 months at a time. In fact, when we see a patient and they say, oh, I have to have my teeth cleaned every 3 months or 4 months, that tells me there is something wrong here.
So
that should not be happening.
This plaque should not form, and you're saying it's only forms if there's an infection.
There's something feeding it.
Uh-huh.
You know, the plaque doesn't form just because there's something genetic about us that makes it. It forms because there is an infection, toxic drainage into the mouth that feeds it. And the interesting thing is it feeds it right to the lower front teeth where most of the plaque and the tartar collects.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, because that particular area of your mouth, because of where your saliva glands are, saliva is the best thing to have in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That should be the cleanest part of your mouth.
Because that's where your tongue is going all
yeah,
the time,
it's
right?
Very active, very functional. So when you eliminate this toxic drainage, it becomes the cleanest part of the mouth. So people come in and they spend 10 minutes for their recall appointment.
So are you suggesting that if folks would just do some this mouth rinse at home regularly?
It will help.
Will it kill that infection if you got one?
It will help. Here's the thing. We used to have that, find these things, and they would, things would be so terrible by the time we found them that we'd send them to an oral surgeon, and the oral surgeon would do surgery to cut that cyst out of there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After 12 years, he called and said, we're not doing these anymore for you.
Because they come back?
Because they come back within a couple of years. And he said, if I leave one cell of that cyst in there, it's going to come back, so I can't do them anywhere. It just hurts me to do them.
Right.
So we didn't know what to do. So we knew we could solve the dead tooth problem by doing the root canal, but what do you do about the cyst? Well, we started treating it with very specific area with the calcium materials, one of them, and it was like, this is crazy. This is nutty. What am I doing?
And you're just putting it on the outside.
Yes. And it has such an ability to penetrate that it does not kill, but it slows down the growth, the replication of cells so much. And the key is, for so long, we can give one treatment a month, Patrick. One treatment a month and slow that rate that the bone fills in that space, and you take an x-ray in 6 months or a year, and guess what? There's no huge black spot between those teeth. So if there was nothing there in the beginning, what's this after a year? There's no dark area between the teeth.
It filled in the bone.
The bone filled it in. And what we watch for is in calculus. If the patient continues to collect calculus, the striking thing is that calculus is a lot less, and it is white. You don't see that. Calculus has color, and it gets hard. This is white and soft. So, okay, if it does still collect a little, we may have to treat a few more months. We will have to do this about, 8 to 12 months. Once a month, takes 5 minutes to do it, and it's very common sense. I can't believe we get, every few years we strike on something, and it's like, oh my God, that was right in front of me. Why didn't I see it? It makes so much common sense. 2 + 2 = 4. And then you run it this across this the other day. 2 + 2 is so good, it equals 5.
How different is it when folks, if they just get some of this $6 bottle of calcium zinc kind of solution? And
it'll help the gums, and it'll help your mouth, the sensitivity. It'll even whiten the teeth. Most of the time, if it's a more complicated problem to begin with, you got to get your hands on those people. You got to open wide and get your hands in there and treat it more directly.
With a different solution than what?
Well, in a different form, maybe in a little different formula. In other words, the aqueous water solution is just has its limits as to how long it will stay there. You treat with some of these pastes that we've designed, and you can do one treatment in 30 seconds, and that calcium will be significantly present in the serum of the blood in seven days later. And we've been doing this for like 45 years.
No, can you get these pastes online?
Well, we can't figure out how to get the paste for the oral cavity into packaging and have it so it's easy for a patient to someone to work with at home.
Yeah, I want some of that.
But better than that, mm-hmm. we've designed a watered aqueous solution of these materials for the skin, and it's all over the mouth. All over the skin, head to toe. This works so beautifully, and the aqueous solution really penetrates the skin for all kinds of things. Now, we also have a cream, which it's more intense, and it lasts much longer than the liquid. But I'd like to get back to this. What's going on here?
Why
with the dental thing?
I understand, but the different things that you do offer on your site at very reasonable prices, by the way, is so really cool. People could do this at home if they don't live in Omaha and get rid of some of these maybe hidden infections that they don't know are there with this calcium.
I think of it this way. Okay. It'll help. We can send this all over the world. We send it all over the world. We're getting so many overseas orders.
Sure.
You know, and everything. But what it'll do is give them experience of something that is so much more friendly to them, and it will solve minor problems of the mouth. But better than that is it will help us figure out what's behind this. Just like, I don't want to argue whether this the periodontal disease has some relationship with heart disease. I want to solve the problem of periodontal disease and those kinds of things, and we'll find out very quickly whether this really has a connection. And that's why I put those two articles. I knew I'd never get these published because one time we had to wait 17 years to get something published the Triple O Journal, best journal in the world for dentistry. Well, I've been waiting 35 years to have these published, and nobody wants to publish them. So why not just, my wife says, oh, shut up. Why don't you just put that out there where people can read it?
Yeah, just put it out.
And so that's what we're starting to do. And we can train a dentist over the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've trained people in other countries and other states,
mm-hmm.
and it's very easy. It's very hard to break the ice here, and I used to be much more upset at this, but you can't blame the dentists in the United States for what they do not know. And here's an example. A periodontist comes from Connecticut, gives a lecture here, and he says he's in big trouble because he's doing 5% of his periodontal work non-surgically. This was like 2 or 3 years ago, Patrick. I couldn't believe it. In other words, he does 95% of his periodontal work surgically. We haven't done periodontal surgery for 45 years. And we do the most complicated cases of periodontal disease that you can even dream of. Now, I can't really blame dentists for not knowing this, because I was told 20 years ago that there was a bunch of dentists that were my personal colleagues who, the dean of my dental school said, Mark, I don't know how you can make a living in Omaha because we've spent the last 30 years trying to stop you. It was his way of apologizing. The problem is family dentists are craving to learn this and anything they can to help their patients. It's the specialists that just do not want these kind of things out.
Because it's too easy, huh?
Because it's competition.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is in business, and she says, I can't understand you silly dentists. Competition is the best thing in the world. Why don't you get into the business world? Well, in dentistry, we don't understand that. We haven't lived that enough. And here's another example. All of our work, we do research very quietly and surreptitiously, so that after they stopped our research for 3 times, I don't want to fight with them anymore, with my own dental school.
Yeah.
You know, we do research and we learn things, and no one has come to me and said, Manhart, I don't believe anything. I'm going to learn how to do this, and I'm going to show you that this stuff doesn't work. That has never happened, simply because if they do that, if anyone does that, they will have to say, my God, it works.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Manhart and calciumtherapy.com. It is 14 before the hour. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com and NaturalNewsRadio.com. Over the years, we've learned a lot about this idea of a cavitation, which I know you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
Now, is a cavitation the same thing that you see going on in that upper front? Is that a cavitation,
Patrick,
as well?
That phrase is just a nice, it's like this. We don't say periodontal surgery anymore because it's scarier than heck. We say deep cleaning and scaling because of cavitation. Now, isn't that sound much better? Come on, guys. You're using a descriptive term. It means that you have bone loss. And people don't want to hear that. So we change the words. It's got to be kind of a game, you know? And I look at it this way. You can take an X-ray of something, and if you take it at the right angle, boy, you'll see a lot of bone loss. You take it at a different angle, and it isn't quite the same.
Right, right, yeah.
And so, you know, we tend to use things to frighten people.
No, I understand, but we don't get frightened around here because we've talked a lot about
cavitation. Oh, you tough tech.
Yeah, we're tech. No, we're all over the world, but we've had a lot of, we have a whole dental section on our website, so you have a lot of information, some of it conflicting, some of it you may agree or disagree,
sure.
But that's cool.
And that's good.
I don't have, you know, it's like, I'm just kind of always looking for the truth. But so this area, this infection that you say, is it really the cause of a lot of gum disease in the upper tooth? Is this what it is? There's an infection in there. There is bone loss. What could technically be classified as a cavitation?
I wouldn't because
you wouldn't.
It is much the placement of it is different, and it's much more important than simply bone loss.
Okay, there's
it's
anaerobic.
It's funny to say cavitation.
Okay, but there's anaerobic kind of activity going on there.
You betcha.
Yeah, well, so that's why it spreads all on the body, right? Because there's oxygen-deprived guys.
No, don't go into that.
Okay.
Don't go into oxygen-deprived. These fusobacteria are parasitic. They are anaerobic. They don't need oxygen,
right.
So there are two places, for some reason, there are two places in the body that they accumulate, and they go nuts, and they love it,
mm-hmm.
In the mouth and in the colon.
In the mouth and the colon.
Okay. Start thinking about that. Read that article about it, because I try to explain this. Oh, the other thing is, the fusobacteria can travel like crazy.
Yeah.
They burrow into cells, and they travel all over the body. Well, why do they collect in these two places, and which came first, the fusobacteria in the colon or the fusobacteria in the mouth? That's a very important question to ask to answer. And my answer is the mouth.
The mouth. Oh.
And we say that because when we start healing that area of the mouth, even if it's under a denture, it seems, now we have to be careful, it seems that that's having a very significant effect on the growth of those same bacteria in the lower digestive system.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, I think this is, I've been working, what'd you say, how long, 49 years?
Something like that, yeah, yeah.
And when I started putting two and two together with the research that's out there, I got so excited, I thought, why would I ever want to retire from dentistry? Hmm. This is so exciting. It's exciting. Did you hear what I said? It's exciting for dentistry, and we could really contribute enormous information to the whole field of medical science. And here is the problem in the United States. You think you got the best thing going in dentistry in this country? Get out of your backyard and go to other countries. And you'll find that that's the first thing I found in Poland. It's the first thing I found in India, and especially Switzerland and Sweden and the European countries. These dentists, 80% of them are women. Can you beat that? These are very smart cookies. I'll tell you, they are way ahead of us.
In what way do you think?
In dentistry, it's so obvious. When I presented this diastema idea in Spain to dentists from all over Europe, I was mobbed afterwards. And who were they? Orthodontists, periodontists, prosthodontists, you know, they were just so interested in this. In this country, I stopped going to the best dental conventions in this country for one reason. I don't need to have people yelling, swearing, laughing, walking out when I bring up a subject and accusing me of having tampered with x-rays or photographs. I don't need that.
Wow.
I can go home and get that for my grandchildren. Oh, I mean, what the heck?
All right, to be clear, Dr. Manhart, when you see this infection deep up there in the upper, is that one first question? Is that the only place you generally see it? And when you do see that, do you just then use the oral treatment and you don't go in there and dig out the infection?
No, you do not.
Wow.
That's what I told you. The oral surgeon told me, you cannot do that. It does not work.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. And it occurs right between the upper front central teeth. And there are very good physiological reasons for that to happen. And that's explained in the article. There are cells there. You might say they are cells that are ectodermal that kind of should be on the outside somewhere. Mm-hmm. And they are left over, and they form a little duct. And something has to, get this, something has to set those cells off to start growing and giving off toxins. I was lecturing in France, and I was explaining this, that there are certain things that could set those cells off. And there's about 10 of them, and so I started naming them. And some guy in the audience yells out, thumb-sucking. And it just hit me right in the face. Thumb-sucking could set this off. And then the question, and I asked him what he was, and he says, I'm an engineer. I'm here with my wife. An engineer could figure this out. So you start to think about it. Thumb sucking is an oral fixation. Smoking is an oral fixation. Now, what is first, the thumb sucking or the infection? Because it could be that kids suck their thumb because they like the feel of getting that infection out. Perfectly rational thing. It could be that people who smoke like that sucking effect plus the nicotine, and it satisfies their deep-seated need to suck on something. And we have had people who have had this treatment where we've solved the problem, and they tell me, you know what? I don't smoke as much as I used to.
That's funny.
You know, and demand that they stop smoking before we ever do anything on them, that's silly. You know, it's corny. You don't, just because a woman's pregnant, you don't stop treating her. We keep treating her. I did it on my brother. I said, John, you got to cut down on your smoking. But I didn't say, John, you either stop or I'm never going to touch you as a dentist. You know, that's silly.
Mm-hmm.
But those questions come up in my mind, and we are working from that basis instead of this idea of the only thing we have to do is clean people's teeth more. I mean, that isn't going to solve anything. We have to find ways so that we don't have to clean their teeth more because they don't get bad. And we don't do anything that makes, here's the thing, we don't do things that force them to come back to our office. We do things that keep them from coming into our office.
What a concept.
Well, yeah, what a concept.
We have questions about, folks want to know what's in the materials you sell on your website, calciumtherapy.com, and it,
yeah.
is it ionic, one questioner? Is it ionic, calcium?
Well, calcium ions are calcium ions.
Oh, they just
you
are,
know,
yeah.
That's a non sequitur or whatever you want to call it.
One of those questions.
Yeah. And it's fine. It's calcium, zinc, ions, and ester, and there is a slight bit of magnesium. And we've had this all worked out and tested, and we've used it so much. I'm waiting for somebody to call and say, you know, this stuff doesn't work, and this is crazy, and you're killing me.
Well, how could it work for $6 a bottle? You know, I mean, that couldn't work.
No, and one lady said, you mean you just apply that to my skin? You don't rub it in? It's just water. And I said, no, it isn't quite just water. What it is a material that's simple, and it's active, and it doesn't have a lot of junk in it. Pick up a toothpaste thing and look at and see what's in a toothpaste or some of these cosmetics and see what's in them. There's 18 ingredients, and what are they good for? Not a lot.
Well, real short on time, and I want to talk again sometime, but after I read a lot of stuff and talk to my dentist, and I want to, what's the difference between oral cal mouth rinse and calcium carpal system? What's the difference?
Well, the one is a mouthwash that you can also use as a brushing agent instead of face. But the other, you put the calcium on these cotton carpules, the Oracal on them, and you put it in the mouth. Instead of taking a tray of this and putting it in your mouth, you got a tray sticking out of your mouth, or you have to go to the dentist to have the tray made. No, you take the carpule. You set it in the area under your lip, and you go back.
Poke in there, yeah.
Yeah, and then you can re-clean and reuse them. You just add the Oracal to them. You can leave it in there for hours. It's just a convenient way to do this, and we're not sure that that's – it's not terrifically effective, but it helps. It really does.
It's not like if you can...
if you come in the office and we put the calcium in there.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
It's much more intense.
But then folks could get their dentist to do this if they learn from you, right?
Yeah. Well, people show them the website and everything. They, you know, it's like you're talking to a brick wall. And that's what patients tell me.
I understand, yeah. I understand.
You know, here's the fallacy in this country. We can't learn things unless it comes from some kind of thing like the American Dental Association or the school. Well,
I learned more
in the Air Force in 3 months than I did in dental school.
I know, it's like that, Doc, as you know, with medical school and dental school and chiropractic school too, right? I mean, it's the same.
It's the only beginning. That's only the beginning of things.
Okay, Doc, we're completely out of time.
I'm sorry.
No, you did great. I really enjoyed talking to you. Say hi to Warren when you're at the Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Warren. He's here.
Okay. And we're going to keep in touch, and I'm going to send this show to my dentist and some other people, and I'm sure you're going to be getting some calls saying, okay, what's this about? But thanks a lot. We'll keep in touch, and the website to learn more, calciumtherapy.com, Dr. Mark Manhart. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you. You're very gracious.
Bye-bye. Bye. That's great, man. Yeah, boy, that dental school, that'll get you going, won't it? Pretty interesting stuff. Check it out. I'm going to turn my dentist on to all this. And I love you all very much. I will see you real soon tomorrow morning for Open
From the Hill Country
phone
in Texas.
Friday.
Broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.